Vyasadev saw two things, yoyosam avitojivam, atmanam trigunatmakam parapo manyate anatam tatkritam chabipadate. He saw two things. The jiva, yoyosam avitojiva, mohit means bewildered. The jiva, bewildered by maya, atmanam trigunatmakam. He forgets his atma and trigunatmakam. He considers himself to exist of this world of sattva, raja, tama. Okay? He can means not identifying with his soul. Now he is identifying with his body. Parupi manate anatam chakritam chabipadite. He forgets his position as an eternal servant of Lord by the influence of the ugly witch maya. And therefore he suffers. But maya chatadapasvayam. If he keeps his vision towards the Supreme Lord, maya, which is very far away from him, cannot touch him. Doesn't it? Just like if I look at the sun, there's no darkness. If I turn away from the sun, immediately I am captured by darkness. If we keep our vision towards Hari Guru Vaishnav, maya cannot touch us. But we forget Hari Guru Vaishnav, what will happen, Radhika? Captured by maya. Therefore, maya chatadapasriyam. Vyasadev saw all these things in his samadhi. Therefore, Vyasadeva had a doubt. How I can describe the all perfect pastimes of Krishna? Because that should only be understood by the Paramahamsas. Therefore, to dispel his doubt, Narad Muni spoke these two verses. Some people think, why we should hear the pastimes of Krishna? We are not qualified. In order to cut that rubbish argument, Narad Muni spoke these two verses. Tvaktva sadharmam charambujahari bhajana paktva tapate tato yati Yatra kwa badram abudamu shivat kwaata apto bhajatam swadharmata. Twakta sadharma charambujahari. Even if one leaves all his vanashram, but afterwards he falls down because his bhajan is apaktva, immature, still there is no loss or diminution for him. Kwatrava abadram abidamu shivat kwaata apto bhajatam swadharmata. One may leave everything and try for the service of Krishna, but fall down. There is no loss for him. What's the use if one follows his vanashram perfectly but still does not serve Krishna? Therefore, tasyeva heto kayateva pratido na labhate yad brahmatem yati labad tad labhate dukabad anyata sukam kalena sarvata gabira ranasa. One should endeavor for something which is eternal. One should not endeavor for that which is temporary. Therefore, my dear Vas, Yavai jano jatu katanchanam brajam mukunda seva anyavadanga samshritam. My dear Vyas, even though a devotee of Krishna sometimes falls down sometime or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like an ordinary karmi. Because a person who has once relished the taste of Krishna's name, form, qualities, or pastimes, he does nothing else but remember that ecstasy again and again. Sometimes we see devotees, they leave the strict path of sadhana bhajan, then they go off towards material enjoyment. But still, we should never think their material enjoyment is like the material enjoyment of an ordinary material enjoyer. Say that fast three times backwards. An ordinary person in this world, just like a fan is going fast, and you turn off the fan is still moving. The same way a devotee, he falls from the path of bhakti. But his fall down is not like, and he's enjoying maya, it looks like. But he cannot enjoy maya because again and again he remembers, oh, Gurudev's mercy, Vaishnava's mercy, Harikata. Therefore there's no loss or diminution. Therefore the argument we should not hear pastimes of Krishna is cut by Narad here. Even if you hear the pastimes and fall down, it doesn't matter. Okay, don't quote me on that. Even a devotee falls down after hearing the pastimes of Krishna, there's no loss or diminution. Because he'll always remember that. And what's the use if you follow everything perfectly but you don't have that taste? Useless life. There were all these arguments given against hearing Bhagavatam. All the arguments are cut by Narad Muni himself. We should learn some of these verses so that we can cut these people who speak against Gurudev. That means they have no faith in Bhagavatam. There's no faith in Bhagavatam. So, Narad Muni, by the blessings of Narad Muni, Vyasadeva realized not just the pastimes of Radha Krishna, the pastimes of all the incarnations, what Vyasadeva saw in his samadhi, he recorded, that is the Srimad Bhagavatam. bhakti yoga namanasi samak pranagamale apashat purusham punam maya chatadapasvayam. One time I asked Gurudev, Gurudev, when we chant and we try to remember the pastimes of Krishna, everything is not clear. And Gurudev said that verse to me. Bhakti yoga namanasa. You have to be like Vyasadev. Vyasadev's mind was absorbed in bhakti yoga. Then he could see apashat purusham punam maya chatadapasvayam. Then he could have vision of the pastimes of Krishna. If your mind is not absorbed in bhakti yoga, then how you can see like Vyasadev? Narad Muni Maharaj ki. Prasanandam Vyasadev Maharaj ki. Go Premanandi. Lost my plan again. So, this is the history, some of the histories of the descent of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We had good fortune, we heard of the appearance of Narad. So we haven't heard that, we're going to hear that now. So, Vyasadev became astonished. Oh Gurudev, how you achieved all these things? So Narad Muni told his own life history. In Miami this time, Guru Maharaj said, when the Guru speaks his own life history, it's more than any Veda. Because the disciple will have faith, this practice actually works. I just have to follow the footsteps of my spiritual master. So Narad explained his own birth, how he took birth as the son of a Sudrani, a maidservant. Narad Muni is actually incarnation from the throat of Brahmaji. All the Vedas are in the throat of Brahma, therefore Narada Muni is the incarnation of all Shastra, all Sabdhavaman, all Harikata. Brahmaji ordered Narada to become married. But there's only one order of the spiritual master you can disobey. What's that, Madhu? The order to marry. If Guru orders to marry, you don't have to follow that order. Everything else you have to follow. Narada Muni declined. Brahma became angry. You're so much proud of your brahmachari, celibacy. I curse you, become a woman hunter. That means a Gandharva. The Gandharvikas, they're the women in the heavenly planets. They're so much beautiful. Imagine how you could do bhajan there. Haribol, Haribol. Even Venice Beach, it's described, the most beautiful beach, the most beautiful woman in Venice Beach is described to look like a monkey compared to the women of the heavenly planet. Can I have some water, Mother? Hang on, after. So, Narad Muni was caused to become a woman hunter. But Narad even saw that as favorable. Because Gandharvas have very sweet voices. Therefore, in a sweet voice, Narad Muni could sing the pastimes of Krishna. Brahmaji thought, very bad, I cursed my son. He went to visit him, and he ordered Narad Muni to sing. But Narad Muni was thinking, this is very unfavorable, to be surrounded by women. Therefore, he danced, and his clothes fell off in front of Lord Brahma. Then Brahma became furious, you rascal. I curse you, take birth as a Sudra. Then Narad Muni was very happy. Thank you, Radhe. Therefore, that's how Narad Muni took birth in Earth Planet as the womb of a maidservant. When Narad Muni was only small, some great Bhaktivedantas, some sadhus, Guru Maharaj says that's the four Kumaras. They were wandering, and that was the rainy season. In the 4 months of the rainy season, the rivers are flooded. That time there was no boats or airplanes. Therefore, the sadhus stay in one place. When the four Kumaras were staying there, Narad Muni got a chance to do some seva to them. One time, Narad Muni got a chance to eat the Maha Maha Prasad. Three things give bhakti. Vaishnav Padaduli, Vaishnav Padajal, Vaishnav Bhukti Rishishte, Tin Sadambal. The food dust of a sadhu, the foot bathing water of a sadhu, and the remnants of what they have taken of eating, that will give you bhakti. And Narad Muni said, one time I got a chance to take the remnants of those great devotees, all my sins were destroyed, then I developed attraction for hearing. Narad Muni said, I could not underestimate the attraction I developed by the seva and the association of those bhaktivedantas. At the end of the rainy season, those sadhus were very kind to me. They gave Narad Muni initiation into the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narad Muni was thinking, now is very bad. My mother has so much affection for me, but by good fortune his mother died by snake bite. Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj said, Narad Muni never even waited for the funeral. Haribol. Narad Muni gave five rupees for the kerosene, and off he went, chanting the name Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kamgurudev also would not go back for the funeral of his own mother. So much tight the bondage of mother and father. Narada Muni went, practicing his mantra. By the mercy of the spiritual master, his mind became absorbed more and more. He saw the Supreme Lord for a second and the Lord disappeared. Narada Muni then began to weep. How you can cry for Krishna unless you see him, Subal? Crying for Krishna? Cannot. Our hearts are very hard. We can cry for our inheritance. We can cry for our girlfriend. We cannot cry for Krishna. Then Narada Muni felt separation from Krishna. He began to weep. The Lord said, Narada, you cannot see me. Your separation because you have some obstacles. Narada Muni was attached to living in a nice, quiet, peaceful place. Narada Muni was not attached. I shouldn't say that, otherwise I'll get my head Sudarshan chakra'd off. There are three types of Mahabhagavats. Uchit Kusai, Muchit Kusai, Bhagavad Pashad Deha Prapt. Narada Muni's example of Muchit Kusai. He's a Mahabhagavat, but some contamination of Sattva-guna is there. Means he wants a peaceful, quiet place to live. Narada Muni probably wouldn't come here at that stage. Therefore, Mahabhagavat, something is there, but it doesn't disturb him so much. But something is there. Murchit Kusa. Nirdut is the second part of the Mahabhagavat. He's a Mahabhagavat. He has some obstacle, but it cannot touch him, it cannot disturb him. The first two types of Mahabhagavat have a material body that's become completely spiritualized. Understand? There's a difference between having a spiritual body and having a spiritualized body. Chinmoy, like you put a rasgulla into sugar, it becomes full of sugar. In the same way the body of a sadhak, by doing proper bhajan, his body becomes spiritualized, but he still has a material body. But it's spiritualized, like putting iron into fire. Iron is iron, but by absorbing the qualities of the fire, it becomes like fire. By doing sadhana, this body will become spiritualized, but this body will still be material, but spiritualized. But the third type of Mahabhagavat, Uttam Uttam, is like Rupa and Sanatan. Their bodies are not material, they have bodies made of the Antaranga Shakti, Chit Shakti. Their bodies are completely spiritual. Understand, Gopi, the difference? Yes? Okay, you should nod your head, then I know. Narada Muni is an example of the first type of Mahabhagavat, Uttam Kanishta. He has a material body, but some contamination of Sattva Guna is there. Therefore, Krishna said, you can see me, but you cannot have my darshan all the time. You're not qualified. Narada Muni wept in separation. That separation burned away his impurities. And finally, he achieved the body of an eternal associate of Lord Narayan as Narada Muni. Narada Muni ki jai. Therefore, Narada Muni told his own life history. Narada, Vyas, you have to do this. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi, Labamatra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. All the Shastras say you will achieve perfection just by keeping association of sadhus. Therefore, what Narada Muni did, we have to do the same thing. Find sadhu, hear from them, develop attraction for them, take a mantra for them, and then practice. Ready, Vainu? Vainu's ready. So, this is how the Bhagavatam is coming down. The second question. First canto is like a maze. A maze of nectar. Amazing nectar. The second part. The sage of Namasaranya had asked Sudha Goswami why Pariksit Maharaj had left everything and sat on the bank of the Ganga. Therefore, it's described at the end of the Battle of Kurukshetra. What's the time? Do I have time? Where's my... I've only got two things, I lose it. My watch or my plan. Oh, it's in my pocket. So, when the Pandavas were in Vanaprast, 12 years they had to remain in the forest, the 13th year they had to remain hidden. Who can hide the five Pandavas? Who can hide five sons? But the mercy of the Pandavas, Harinam, Krishnam, Barase Madhur, Jai Krishna Bhajan Se Kevala Chatur, Krishna gives intelligence. Harinam gives intelligence. People think what to do, what not to do. Chant the name. So they took disguises. Yudhisthira took the disguise of a sannyasi. Bhimsen took the disguise of a cook. Finally could get enough to eat. One for the king, one for me. Arjuna took the form of a eunuch. Nakula and Sahadev took the form of coward man, coward boy, and horse boy, jockey. Arjuna had been cursed by an apsara on the heavenly planet, Urvasi. Even great sadhus were attracted by Urvasi. When she saw the beauty of Arjuna, how attractive was Arjuna? Why do you think he had so many wives? Same color as Krishna, all attractive. When she saw him, she became mad. She approached Arjuna. She was dancing. Ching, ching, ching. Arjuna was also looking. She became afflicted by lust. She came to Arjuna. Satisfy me. Arjuna said, why? I saw the way you were looking at me when I was dancing. He said, don't get me wrong. You reminded me of my mother. I heard Urvasi had given birth to the Kuru dynasty. Therefore, when I saw you, I was thinking, how great is my mother? I have no other intention. Urvasi said, are you nuts? These are the heavenly planets. Whose grandmother, sister? These rules don't apply in the heavenly planets. There's no pop here. There's only enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Vijay's thinking, what's the address of that place? Then Arjuna said, I am afraid of a mother. I cannot think of you and anything else but a mother. Only a devotee can overcome sex desire. No one else can come. Urvasi had attracted even sadhus like, what's his name? Vishwamitra. Even he fell down by the influence of Urvasi. But Arjuna never fell down. She said, you're so proud of your manhood, I curse you become a eunuch. Afterwards, Indra begged, just make the curse for 1 year. So for 1 year, Arjuna was a eunuch. He took this, and he learned dancing in the heavenly planets. Devarjuna, when he came to the king of the Matsyas in disguise, he was a eunuch dancing girl, but a boy. Understand? Right, you got it. Therefore, he was teaching the king of the Matsya kingdom. He heard his daughter was named Uttara. Therefore, he was teaching her dancing, singing, playing the flute, all this. But when the Pandavas had been half discovered, the Kurus attacked the king of the Matsyas. The whole army went that side, and the other half of the army attacked. Arjuna volunteered to be the chariot driver of the king of Matsya's son, Uttara Kumar. Uttara Kumar was boasting to the women, I will defeat the Kurus with my left hand, no problem. But when he saw the army of the Kurus, he began to shake. I cannot fight them. How I can fight with Karna, Bhisma, Drona, Duryodhana? He became afraid. He tried to run away. That time Arjuna was running behind and all the Kurus going, this is amazing. There's a huge eunuch chasing this boy and bringing him back to the chariot. What's going on? That time Arjuna, isn't it? Disguised form, he took the weapons, he defeated all the Kurus. That time when he came back, the king of the Matsyas was so happy. He said, Arjuna, I want to give you the best thing I have. Take my daughter. Arjuna said, how I can do? I was her guru for 1 year. Therefore, I marry her now, what will everyone say? But Arjuna was giving her a good shiksha. People would be talking. Therefore, her name would be very much disgraced. And Guru Maharaj says, really, this is true. When a guru accepts a girl as a disciple, it means he accepts her as a daughter. Arjuna taught that standard. No? Arjuna said, she is my daughter. How she can now become my wife? But Arjuna said, don't worry, she will be my daughter still. She will marry my son, Abhimanyu. That's the history. So Uttara, she became pregnant by the child of Abhimanyu. The child was born in the womb, Parikshit. At the end of the Battle of Kurukshetra, Aswatthama, the surviving son of Drona, he was defeated. Therefore, he became very angry. He sent the Brahmastra to kill the Pandavas. The Pandavas took up their weapon, but who can fight against the Brahmastra? Therefore, he threw two Brahmastras. One was defeated by Arjuna. Arjuna took both Brahmastras back. But he threw a second one, killed the last of the Pandavas. The last of the Pandavas was baby, Parikshit in the womb. Krishna broke his promise many times in the Battle of Kurukshetra. Krishna vowed not to take a weapon. When the Brahmastra was scorching towards baby Pradikshit, the mother Uttara ran towards Krishna. Oh, Krishna, save my child. These days, the persons of Kali Yuga are so much selfish. Only for their own enjoyment, the women will abort the child in the womb. How much cruel and terrible. But Uttara, save, I may die, but save my child, save my child. So, Krishna entered the womb of Uttara. And even though Krishna broke his promise, he'd taken a vow not to take any weapon, but he broke his promise to save Pariksit. He took his club and very fast, he protected the child in the womb. Even though the Brahmastra was burning the child in the womb, the baby would not cry. Such a great hero, even as an embryo. Silently he tolerated, and Krishna saved him. Therefore, when he was born, his name was Pariksit, because he saw Krishna in the womb. Therefore, he was always looking for Krishna. His other name is Vishnu Rata, because he's protected by the arms of Vishnu in the womb. Therefore, such a great devotee. Therefore, Kunti, when Krishna was leaving after the battle of Kurukshetra, Kunti began to weep, and she offered many wonderful prayers. Namaste Purusam Tvadyam Isvaram Prakriti Param Alaksham Sarvabhutanam Antir Bayer Avishchitam. Kunti was confused. Krishna had entered the womb of Pariksit, of Uttara, but she was still seeing Krishna outside. Therefore, she wondered, is Krishna inside the womb or outside the womb? Therefore, she prayed, Namase Purusham Tvadyam. I offer obeisances to Krishna, who is the non-dual truth. You are the original personality of Godhead, unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything. But nobody can see you, Alaksham. No one without qualification can see you. Maya javani kachanam agya adoksham avyayam na lakshase mudadrisana to nata daroyata. You are beyond the range of the senses. You are the time factor which covers all in this world. But you are invisible to the foolish observer, just like an actor dressed for a play cannot be recognized. Krishna has the human form, but most people cannot understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like your friend is decorated for a drama, you cannot understand, that's my friend. Hey Krishna, you yourself, tata parahamsanam muninam amalananam. Some people say you just come here to save the sadhus. Others say you come here to revitalize the process of hearing and chanting about you. Others say you come to purify the world of her burden. But Krishnasya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Nama. But whoever you are, I just offer my pranams to you. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, you are Krishna, you are Vasudev. Devaki Nandanaya Cha, you are the son of Devaki. Yasoda Gopi has two names, Devaki and Yasoda. Nandagopa Kumaraya, you are the son of Nanda. Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hey Govinda, I offer pranams to you. Namo Pankajanabhaya, Namo Pankajanetraya, Namo Pankajanetraya, Namastu Pankajangrihi. Hey Krishna, your eyes are a lotus, your smile is a lotus, your hands and feet are a lotus, you look like one big transcendental lotus. I offer my pranams to you again and again. Hey Krishna, you protect us from many things. You protected us from the cannibals. You protect us from the poisoned cake. You protect us from the great fire. You protected us from this war in which the Kurus are like crocodiles. Thus you saved us from the weapons of Aswatthama. You saved us again and again. Therefore, vipada shantu sasasva tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato dashanam yatsat apunar bhavadashanam. Hey Krishna, we experienced many, many troubles, many, many sufferings, but I pray that those sufferings may come to me again and again. Because whenever there was a suffering, what would happen? Jagadish? Krishna would come and they could see him. Not just thinking. Thinking is good, but seeing is better. Therefore, Kunti is not praying for an absence of problems. She is praying for what? Those problems should come again and again. Then I can have your darshan, Govinda. When do we think of Gurudev? Only when we suffer abominably. Then we think of the spiritual master. That we should not run away from suffering. We should embrace it like Kunti. Anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa vajanam. Guru Maharaj said, we should accept what is favorable no matter how painful it is. And we should reject what is unfavorable, no matter how dear it is to us. So Kunti manifest all these things. Janmaiswarya Srutasibi Adamanya Puman Madan Naivati Abhidatumva Tuama Kinchana Gorochana. Krishna, you are only approachable for those, Jaisri, who are materially exhausted. Therefore, those who are proud of their Janmaiswarya Srutabibi, Srutasibi, those who are proud of their mundane education, their mundane beauty, their mundane wealth, and their mundane birth, they cannot approach you. But you can only be approached by those who have nothing material, those who are akinchana, tuam akinchana gorochana. Therefore, Kunti offered beautiful prayers. We offer Kunti Devi ki jai. You must read the prayers of Queen Kunti. She gave that idea. Even when you become a pure devotee, there'll still be problems in this world. Even the Pandavas, they're sinless. They had so many problems. Prahlad Maharaj had so many problems. Problems will always be there, even in perfection, but they won't disturb you. So, Bhishma Dev, great character in the first canto, he had taken a vow. I will not go to heaven. I will go to hell if I cannot make Krishna break his promise to take a weapon. Bhishma was a great fighter, therefore everyone likes to fight against equals. Therefore, when Bhishma thought, if Krishna doesn't get to take a weapon, then who will I fight with? Guru Maharaj said, Bhishma had taken a vow. Bhishma was a devotee of Krishna, but he was fighting on the other side to make it a bit more interesting, to even up the teams. Therefore, Bhishma had made a vow. If I cannot make Krishna take a weapon, I will give up the name Bhishma. I am not the son of the Ganga, and I will not go to heaven, which is reserved for the Kshatriyas who die in battle. I will go to hell instead. Therefore, in the battle, Krishna had promised Arjuna, you will win. Therefore, Bhishma was very intelligent. He began fighting Arjuna in such a way Arjuna was about to be killed. That time Krishna could not take it. Krishna could not tolerate. Krishna had promised in the Gita, Nama Bhakti Pranashati, my devotee is never destroyed. Then imagine Krishna just promised Arjuna, you will never be destroyed, become my devotee, Manmana Bhava Madbhakta Maji Manmanaskuru. O Arjuna, become my devotee, surrender to me, offer obeisances to me, worship me. Sarva Dharma Pritaja, give up everything, come to me. And imagine if Arjuna is killed, everyone would say, Krishna says, come to me, everyone would say what? Forget that, look what happened to Arjuna. Then Krishna became worried. Now my promise, all my words in Gita will be false. Therefore Bhishma was so intelligent, he attacked Arjuna in such a way Arjuna is about to be killed. Krishna became furious, he grabbed up a chariot wheel and rushed to kill Bhishma. The time Arjuna grabbed Krishna from behind, and Krishna was so angry, he dragged Arjuna 14 paces. The time the world was about to be destroyed by the anger of Krishna, Krishna's Pitamba fell off and fell on the earth to pacify her. Otherwise, how the earth can maintain the anger of the Lord? That time Krishna took the weapon to kill Bhishma. Bhishma became very happy. He embraced Swagatam Rishikesh. Oh Rishikesh, kill me. I'm very fortunate that you have broken your promise to protect your devotee. Bhagawan has many qualities. The best quality of Krishna is his bhakta batsalyata. His affection to his devotees. Kumar says, what's the use in worshipping Krishna if he doesn't like you? Therefore, his best qualities, his bhakta batsalyata. Therefore, Bhishma prayed like that. You are so kind, you broke your own promise to protect your devotee. And Krishna said, what promise? Your promise that you would not take a weapon. Krishna said, that's not a weapon. It's a chariot wheel. So Bhishma was very happy. Finally, Krishna killed Bhishma by tricks. Arjuna, Krishna conscious, full of eunuchs. Arjuna hid behind the eunuch Shikhandi and filled Bhishma full of arrows. So many arrows in Bhishma, not even two fingers could fit in there. He fell on the ground, but he could not touch the ground because so many arrows were in him. And he waited there for his death. Bhishma had a benediction, he would choose his own moment of death. Therefore Krishna came before Bhishma, and Bhishma prayed, Tatapi ekanti bhakteshu pasya bhav panuakampitam yan mesums tvaja sakshat krishno darshanam ajata. Krishna is kind and equal to everyone, but still, he is so merciful, he has come before me, while I'm ending my life because I am his servant. Thanks a lot for the arrows. Therefore, bhaktyavishesh mano yasmin vacho yam namakirtaya. Krishna is so kind that he appears in the mind of the devotee who hears and chants about him. Therefore, even if there is some accident, there is no loss or diminution for that devotee. Sadeva devo bhagavan pratikshanam kalevaram yavat idam minomi aham. O my Lord, who is very beautiful with four hands, because Bhishma Dev is a Jnani Bhakta, he worships the Lord in opulence. Your eyes are as red as the setting sun. You are smiling and waiting for me when I leave my body. Therefore, Bhishma Dev, speaking in that way, he went to Vaikuntha. Bhishma Maharaj ki jai. Bhagavan Vatsalya Sri Hari ki jai. Gopremanande. So, Parikshit Maharaj, today is a little long. What is the quality of Parikshit Maharaj? Otherwise, how he got a chance to hear the Bhagavatam directly from Sukadev Goswami? Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, when he was born, Yudhisthira Maharaj asked the saints, what is the glories of this child? The astrologer took out his computer. What's the time of birth? He made the chart. He said, O son of Pritha, Yudhisthira, this child should be just like Manu, who maintains religion. Manu gives the laws of mankind in the Manu Samhita. Imagine how strict Manu is. There, in terms of Dharma, he will be like Manu Maharaj. As for following the Brahminical principles, protecting religiosity, he will be just like Ramchandra, the son of Dasarath. In giving charity, this child will be like Maharaj Sibi. There was one King Sibi. He'd taken a vow to protect anyone who takes his shelter. One day a pigeon was being chased by a hawk. The pigeon came and took shelter of Sibi Maharaj. Then the hawk said, I'm hungry, give me food. What do you want? I'll take the same weight of meat as that chicken weighs there. The chicken was a magic chicken. No matter how much meat Sibi Maharaj took off his body, the chicken was still on the ground. Then finally put his own body to give charity in order to protect others. Then in terms of protecting others and charity, he would just like King Sibi. In terms of expanding the name and fame of his family, he will be like Bharat Maharaj. Maharaj Bharat, India is named after him. In terms of being a fighter, he will be as great as Arjuna. He will be as irresistible as fire and as unsurpassable as the ocean. The child will be as strong as a lion. He will give shelter to all like the Himalaya. He will be as peaceful and tolerant as the earth and as tolerant as his parents. The child will be like Bhishma or Yudhisthira in equanimity of mind. He will be as generous as Lord Shiva. He will be the shelter of everyone just like the Supreme Lord Narayan. Now, Guru is the manifestation of Narayan in this world. He will be almost as good as Krishna, and he will follow in the footsteps of Krishna. In kindness, he will be like King Rantidev. Remember King Rantidev? He was fasting for 40 days or something. He was just about to eat his prasad. A Brahmin came. He gave half his meal. He just about to eat the other half. A guest came. He gave the other half. He was just about to eat the last. No, then he gave everything. He was just about to drink a glass of water. When a chandal came with his dogs, Maharaj, my dogs are very thirsty. He gave his own glass of water to the dogs. Therefore, in kindness, in generosity, he will be like King Rantidev. In religion, he will be like Yayati. He will be like Bali Maharaj in patience. He will be a devotee of Krishna like Prahlad. He will be the father of kings who will be like sadhus. He will be the chastiser of the envious. And at his birth, they told what will happen to him at his death. After hearing about his death, which will be caused by the bait of a snake bird, he will get him free. He will free himself from all material entanglement and surrender the supreme personality of Godhead. Parikshit Maharaj ki
jai.
Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, the son of Abhimanyu, the grandson of the Pandavas, he has all good qualities. The Pandavas, when they heard of the disappearance of Krishna from this world, the Pandavas took sannyas and went to the Himalayas, installed Parikshit as king. Parikshit Maharaj, in order to make sure there was no sinful activity in his kingdom, he began a grand tour of the earth. That time he came across an astonishing sight. A bull was being beaten by a Sudra with a club. That Sudra had royal paraphernalia on, and the bull's three legs were broken. One bull was left. What did I say? One leg was left. Of course, the bull is like father. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj became furious. He took his bow. Dost! Just waking you up. I'll kill you. He took his arrow and went to kill that Sudra. The Sudra said, began to cry. He threw off his royal paraphernalia and lay on the ground, begging for shelter. Parikshit Maharaj had taken a vow to give shelter to anyone who takes shelter of him. Who are you? Therefore, that bull was religion. Bull Dharma has, religion has four legs. Truthfulness, mercy, cleanliness, honesty. In Kali Yuga, four legs, three legs are finished. There's only one leg. In Kali Yuga, there's still some truthfulness. Some. Even most people will a little hesitate to lie directly. Even though you can find most people don't even hesitate for that. Therefore, one leg is left in Kali Yuga. There's only a little bit of truthfulness, but day by day that is decreasing. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj went to kill him. Who are you? He was Kali personified. This age personified. Therefore, he was a Sudra. Therefore, Prabhupada comments, in Kali Yuga, the so-called royalty, the so-called leaders of society are nothing else but 10th class men taking on the qualities, the position of leaders. Like Bill Quintal. Guru Maharaj calls him Quintal. Quintal means 100 kilo sack of potatoes. Meant to be the leader of the king, should be, the leader should be perfect. What's he doing? Having sex with someone who's young enough to be his granddaughter. Shameful thing. No FBI in the audience, are there? Therefore, the leaders like that. In Kali Yuga, that is all shown. The symptoms of Kali Yuga, the most 10th class rascals, they're the ones who get elected into office, or to speak of anyone else. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj went to kill him, and Kali begged forgiveness. Please forgive me. And Parikshit Maharaj is so kind. Then the question comes, well, thanks a lot, Parikshit Maharaj. If you had killed Kali Yuga, we'd be in Satya Yuga. Happiness, everyone would be Paramahamsa, wouldn't run out of halva at lunchtime. Everything would be just dandy and cool. But Kali Yuga is an ocean of fault. Hypocrisy is everywhere. All are completely engaged in sinful activity, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating. So question comes, why didn't Parikshit Maharaj kill Kali? If Parikshit Maharaj had killed Kali Yuga, they'll be very happy in Satya Yuga. Kali dosa nidaraja nesta hi kadmudhad kita nadeva krishna sya mukta sangam parambhaja. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but it has one great quality. Just by chanting the name of Krishna, one can achieve perfection. Raja Prem. Even the demigods pray to Vishnu for a human birth in Kali Yuga. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, he knows the glories of Kali Yuga. Therefore, he didn't kill him. Kali begged, give me a place. I need a place to stay. And Parikshit Maharaj said, you will stay where there is illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. You can stay in those places. Therefore, sometimes question comes in the temple, how there can be argument and quarrel. Must be there is illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, or intoxication somewhere here. We'll get to that after. Therefore, there must be some disturbance. The temple president must be very strict. There must be no tamagun in the temple. Prabhupada said. That's the duty of the resident, especially in charge. No tamagun. Tamagun is for the rest of LA. Therefore, one time Saraswati Thakur was there, and the temple dome was struck by a lightning bolt. Listening, Radhika? Therefore, Saraswati Thakur said, must be there's some offense to the deity. Search the temple room. They looked. They couldn't find anything. Then Saraswati Thakur said, go back and search again. Right? They looked again. They looked under the singhasana. There was a love letter a girl had written to the pujari who was having sex with. And Saraswati knew there was disturbance in the temple. Must be that pujari is doing some offense to the thakur. So all these things we can learn. If we want the temple to be free from hypocrisy, quarrel, argument, then we must be very careful. These four things never touch us. Therefore, describe Kali Yuga as great if you control your senses. Then it's great. If you don't control your senses, Kali Yuga eats you. Then we said quarrel and hypocrisy will stay in these four places: illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication. Then Kali began to cry, but Maharaj, in your kingdom, no one does these things. Therefore, give me a fifth place. Then Prakriti said, you can stay where there is gold. So, Prediction Maharaj, we'll continue that tonight. How Prediction Maharaj was cursed to die by the snake bird. How Sukadev Goswami came. And the instructions that Sukadev Goswami gave beginning from second canto. Okay? Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki.
Jai!